We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Bamidbar. And the subject we've been discussing is that the Torah was specifically given on Shabbos, the idea that Shabbos had to precede the giving of the Torah. At first we had to enter Shabbos, and coming through Shabbos we received the Torah. And the first idea that we had seen was that all holiness stems from Shabbos, and so the Jewish people had to first realize their mission in the world as in being a holy nation, which they realized through Shabbos, and from there they could receive the Torah. And there's another way we could explain this concept. The Kuli Alma b'Shabbat Ninat Torah LeYisrael. The Talmud tells us there's an argument whether the Torah was given on the 6th or the 7th of Sivan, but everyone agrees it was Shabbos. We could understand it, Al-Pi Ma'amar Chazal, En Divrei Torah Mitkamim El Abimi Shememit Atzmo Aleha. The words of Torah will only remain in a person that kills himself over the Torah. Peiru Shememit Atzmo Inu Shememit Kol Atzmiyuto. What does it mean he kills himself over the Torah? It means he kills his self over the Torah. Meaning his self-centeredness he kills. What does it mean he kills himself? He kills his atzmiyuto, the self-centeredness of himself. And he could cleanse himself, he could shake himself of materialism. And as Maimonides writes in the Laws of Learning Torah, Torah will not remain, it's not a constant with those that learn Torah out of a pampered environment. So we're taking care of you here, Machon Meir, right? If we pamper you, then how could you learn Torah? You can't accomplish Torah out of being pampered, eating, drinking. Only someone who kills himself over the Torah and is willing to put up with difficulties, physical difficulties, in order to learn Torah. He doesn't allow his eyes to sleep. He doesn't allow his eyebrows to rest. Our sages alluded to this point from the verse in the Torah. The Torah describes, this is the Torah. A person passes away in a tent, and then the Torah goes on to explain all the laws of purity and impurity. So our sages broke up that verse, and they said, well, disregard the continuation for a minute. One level of interpretation is, this is the Torah. You want to know Torah? A person has to die in its tent. If a person kills himself in the tents of the sages, that's when he accomplishes Torah. This too is alluded in the, this concept is alluded to in the words of Hashem that preceded the receipt of the Torah. When Hashem said, God says, I lifted you on the wings of eagles and I brought you to me. This idea that Hashem lifted us on the wings of eagles, that's alluding to the idea, lift yourself. Lift yourself from the materialism of the world. How do you get there? You want that level. How do you get to that level that you kill yourself over Torah? So there Hashem gave us the strength of Shabbos. Shabbat Kodesh hu koach elyon al tivi. Shabbos, the holy Shabbos, is a supernatural power. Through the Shabbos, we think of Shabbos as what? The date. Remember yesterday we were discussing the date, the kotel, the sunset, the meat that melted in your mouth. Remember that. Which part of Shabbos do you see? The person? The greatness of Shabbos or the externals? So, Shabbos gives us the capacity to rise above the materialism of the world, to attain the level of being lifted like the eagle's wings, that Hashem says, I bring you to me. The work Torah Savos writes, you want to know the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? He says, Shabbos is that the king brings you into his own private room. שהקדוש ברוך הוא מעלה את היהודי אליו להיכלו כולו. אומר כבוד. Hashem says, come to my house. We're doing Shabbos at my house, Hashem says. The Yom Tov hu bivchinat shehamelech yored el yehudi b'toch matzavo. Yom Tov? What? He feels it. I don't, but he does.
I'm getting a breeze when I can shut the window.
Whatever you guys want.
I'm not losing anything.
Maybe a couple seconds. I'll shut the window, then, I mean, then very much
not you guys vote.
Not not
whatever you guys vote.
I have a couple questions.
Okay. So, Shabbos is, we're entering Hashem's room. Yom Tov is, Hashem says, I'm coming to your home. Two different ideas. V'hainu sheb'Shabbat Kodesh ma'aleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yehudi u'magbiyo lemala mikol ha'olam hazeh, af lemala me'erko matzavo. On Shabbos, Hashem lifts a person. Our neshama rises above our state. On Shabbos, a person can rise to heights that he doesn't rise the rest of the week. Now you guys, I don't know if you ever experienced Shabbos like this. Part of it is the davening. Part of it is the Divrei Torah. Part of it is learning Torah. We have to do this. I don't know what to do. We used to have Shabbos morning that whoever wanted to would get up bright and early. We'd go daven at an early minyan, finish davening by 8, you know, when most people are waking up, we'd be done davening. Come together for kiddush, cake, rogalach, coffee, and learning. And then learn for 2 hours straight. And that was Gan Eden. Meaning that, the whoever tasted it kept coming. And we had studies for years. The food was a part of it. But I don't think it was for the food. Because a lot of the guys reached a point where they were buying the food. So they could have the food anytime they wanted. But no, it was because it's a different Shabbos. When you have a Shabbos that you start your day nice and early, you go to a beautiful minyan. Guys used to go to Merkaz Rav, the Vasikin minyan. And then after that, you come and you learn. You learn, the kids are running around, but you're learning. And then you come to the Shabbos meal after you've had a morning filled with spirituality. You take your nap after the meal, and then you go and learn again. It's a different Shabbos. What do most people's Shabbos look like? You rush into Shabbos, you barely got your shave and your shower. You walk into Mincha, still dripping and sweating and wishing you'd have time to dry off from that shower. You're wondering, didn't they say they were starting 5 minutes later? Why is it I'm always walking in at their Kedusha? Okay, that's a good case scenario, right? I'll assume you made it there for Kedusha, right? Kabbal Shabbos, okay, you're starting to get into things. You go down to the meal, and by the end of the meal, you already have zanked. Either you spend another 3 hours schmoozing or you don't. But you go to sleep, you wake up, and it's like, oh boy, I wanted to make the davening today. You run, and you chug in, and then they're halfway through Kriyas HaTorah. Then you go to the meal feeling pretty filthy. You sit through the meal and it's okay. You sleep again, you wake up, and it's a long and hot Shabbos here. I wish we had air conditioning in the Machon. You go to Mincha, you eat something, Shabbos is out. What was that Shabbos? Now imagine a different Shabbos. 2 hours before Shabbos, you're dressed, your house is ready, you're showered, you're clean, you're ready for Shabbos. 2 hours before Shabbos, you go down in your Shabbos clothing, you take the Medrash says, you sit in the base Medrash peacefully and calmly with a nice cup of tea, and you sit there reading Medrash on the Parsha, saying Shir HaShirim calmly, and then comes Mincha time. You daven Mincha, Kabbal Shabbos, you go to the meal like a mensch. You finish the meal, you decide, I'll learn a little more Medrash, you take a Chavrusa, you have a half hour, then you go to sleep, you wake up like a normal human being, you wake up early. We had guys who did this. I remember, you remember Matityahu Kronendork from Holland?
No.
I once came home from shul after, I used to daven Vasikin, back when I was your age, Michael. And I come home from shul and I see our hot water urn is dripping. So it's about like 6:30, 7 o'clock. This was the summer months where Shabbos was like, the Vasikin was really early. I needed someone to turn it off. So here we have a young man who's learning to finish his gear process. I walk into the shul, Machon Meir. It's a half hour before davening. You see this guy, he isn't yet Jewish. He's in the gear process. Sitting there, the essence of tranquility. I felt criminal disturbing him. Sitting there with a nice cup of tea, davening slowly, saying his karbanos, oh, you see, there's spirituality. I had the disturbance. Say, could you come and shut my hot water in for me? Because it's going to cause, you know, it's dangerous. Right, okay, whatever. But I'm saying, I didn't say it overtly, but I had to disturb his serene Shabbos morning. But, there's a man who captured some spirituality Shabbos morning. Well, part of it is when you go to sleep, when you wake up, and what you do on your Shabbos. You get a good chavrusa. I try to have good chavrusas on Shabbos. Shabbos looks different. You go to sleep at a decent hour. You take learning that you enjoy. Learn some medrash. Learn some history, some Jewish history, some biographies. Go for a pleasant walk. But do things in a measured way. So then Shabbos could be so uplifting that you spend your week waiting for it. And the rest of the following week, you're still landing from the cloud you were on Shabbos. One of the greatest moments I have here at Machon Meir is when Rav Siegel walks into a staff meeting, or I bump into him during the week, and it could be a Sunday morning or a Monday morning, and he extends his hand and says to me, "Good Shabbos." So the first few times it happened, I was looking at him and saying, "You know, you have your cell phone on you if you thought it was Shabbos." But then I stopped being such a litvak, and I started connecting with the warmth of Shabbos that he was exuding all week long. And today I long for that good Shabbos of his, because suddenly you get a good Shabbos on Monday morning and it's like, oh, they're, Shabbos is coming. We're going to get there after all. So Shabbos is where Hashem says, I'm lifting you to me. I'm putting you on my eagle's wings. That's why everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Only through the holy Shabbos, which is this idea that Hashem brings us to His room, a Jew could leave his self-centeredness. Without Shabbos, if I'm still self-centered, so then the Torah is a foreign object. What do you want from me? When a person can lift himself above that, and that's the idea of Shabbos, so then he's taking the step forward to accepting the Torah. So that's very interesting, because if I would have asked you before we read this piece, what's Shabbos all about? So most people would say, Shabbos is when I have a delicious chillin. Shabbos is when I get to sleep late. Shabbos is all about me, me, me. Comes to the Rebbe of Slonim and says, no, Shabbos is a totally different concept. Shabbos is when you can elevate yourself above yourself. So now we have to think, how does that happen? So I'll give you one small piece of homework. But I want you to do it. Try it. You're going to have a lot of food on Shabbos, right? Take one bite. And it could be Friday night from the chicken. It could be Shabbos morning from the chulent. Take one bite, one spoonful, hold it in your hand and think for a minute. This spoon I'm eating in honor of Shabbos. Try it with one spoonful. I'm going to enjoy this spoonful in honor of Shabbos. Think for a minute and then eat that spoonful. And see what happens. You could report back to me next week. I guarantee it will taste different than the rest, the whole of Shabbos. All the food you ate on Shabbos won't compare to that spoon, but try it. One spoon.